إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وآله وأصحابه ومن والى وبعد. I want to talk to you today about risk taking. I want to say two things to you. One is risk success or risk failure. Risk success or otherwise risk failure. And the second one is that to take a risk is risky, but not to take a risk is even more risky. So this is, I want to begin with these two things. Now, question of risk, I did a session yesterday with whoever was here for about 45 minutes. That will also get uploaded. You can listen to that. It's quite detailed. But today I just want to condense all of that into 5 or 10 minutes. The issue of risk is, as I said, according to me, there's no choice in life. If you don't take risk, you are dead. So you have to take risk, irrespective of what. And the example I gave, and yesterday I demonstrated that, is when you walk, if you are standing firmly on both your feet, you are very stable, right? Except that you are not moving. You will be rooted to that spot until you drop dead. I mean, if you want to move, then you have to do something. And what is that something? You deliberately choose to upset your own stability. You deliberately choose to upset your own balance by leaning forward. And when your balance goes to the point of you about to fall down, what happens? Your leg goes forward and stops you from falling. And what do you call that? You call it taking a step. You call it walking. It's as simple as that. Walking is to deliberately choose to lose your equilibrium in order to go ahead. And I think this is the finest example of risk taking that you can. Otherwise you can't. If you want to walk, you have to deliberately choose to lose your state of balance. There is no other way. So the issue therefore is, how do you do that? Very important to understand that perception of risk is a factor of the imagination. Because in a particular case, and this is, I don't have to give you examples, any number of such examples. In a certain case, you look at something and you feel that this is highly risky. Whereas you find some other person who is doing that every day, right? Now, even a completely ridiculous thing, for example, if you see today the way some people drive motorcycles, right? They deliberately weave through traffic. They're going left and right. Now, you might say, what kind of insane driving is that? It's highly risky. The chap is going to, probably kill himself and kill other people also in the process. But he has obviously no perception of risk. I mean, his own perception of risk is far lower than yours. If he really thought that what he was doing is dangerous, he would not be doing it. And this can be applied across the board, irrespective. Fear of flying, this, that, what not, you take anything. The perception of risk is a factor of the imagination of the individual. It's not a factor of actually the facts on the ground. So, first thing to do is get the facts on the ground. There are four steps. First one is to get the facts on the ground. Leave the imagination aside. Get actual data, specific data, and try to get... The GIGO principle applies, garbage in, garbage out. So, you have to get as good data as you can possibly get. So, go to the sources, find out specifically what are the realities. So, get the data, number one. Don't just go by imagination. And this imagination applies both ways. Risk as in danger, and also the imaginary feeling of reward. Sometimes you go into some business and you have this great fantasy in your mind that this business is going to make you a billionaire overnight, which is absolute rubbish. But you feel, this business is hugely profitable and whatnot. Where's the data to prove that? There's no data to show that, right? It's just in your mind that you feel that this is greatly. So either way, whether you feel it's greatly beneficial or you feel it is not beneficial, that is a factor of the imagination. So get out of the imagination part here. Imagination is very important. We need it, but not here. So here, get to the actual facts. What are the facts on the ground? Number one. Number two, look for benchmarks. Look for people who are in that business, people who are in that activity, whichever activity it is that you are contemplating to enter into, and see what happened to them. Now, what is happening to them? So that's the second part. Get real with regard to whoever is in it. I mean, this obviously, if you thought about something which is completely unprecedented, totally unique, and so forth, then this does not apply. But definitely get the facts. Number three, do what is called a worst case analysis, which is and you can factor in a what if analysis also into it, meaning that you're imagining the worst possible thing. What is the absolute worst that can happen? And then do an analysis and say, well, you know, and then look at it and say, well, can I afford this? What is the absolute worst that can happen? And can I afford it? And then again, the worst case analysis must be based on some data that you have. It's not just imaginary. So that's the third point. And the fourth point is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make salatul istikhara, make the dua of istikhara, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and for his advice. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you onto the right track, which is beneficial for you. So 4 points, get the facts, benchmarks, worst case analysis, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istikhara. And final point I want to make is, in the end, it is your call. You have to decide, am I going to do it or not? And the what I use is, follow your heart. If you are passionate about that particular thing, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do it. Because if you are passionate enough, then, and it's again, like I said yesterday about visualization, it's not magic. If you are passionate enough, then you will do what it takes to make it succeed. And that will not come unless you are passionate about it. This also is true. No amount of logic will make you do those things. The amount of effort that is required to reach an extraordinary goal has no proportion to logic. It has a proportion, it is linked and it is proportionate to the amount of passion the person has. So that is important. The question of how much passion do you have? Do you really enjoy doing that thing? I am supposed to be doing a lecture in South Africa now, when I go there next week, on family businesses, which includes various things. I have already worked on that lecture for at least 80 to 90 hours. Now, there's no way of, relating that to the amount of money that I will make, and nobody's going to pay me 80 hours worth of money for doing. So why am I doing it? I'm doing it because I love doing it. There's no logic to it. I am doing it because I love doing it. Even if that lecture never happens, I just love making those slides and, exercising my mind and thinking about the different parameters and different permutations, combinations of things and, so all of this. I am doing it because I love doing it. And the great secret is that if you are passionate about something, then you will do it well. There's no way of doing something well unless you're passionate about it. So if you are passionate about it, you will do it well. Because you will do what it takes to make it do well. And that's why I say, follow your heart. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take risks which are beneficial for us and to save us from laziness. This was one of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-kasri wa su'il kibr. Allah said, O Allah, save me from kufr, save me from laziness, and save me from being arrogant. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and that which is beneficial for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.